If somebody was to come up to you and ask you to write a Christian clothes advert, what words would you use to sell clothes to Christians? I'd like to give you five words, but before I do so, just first of all, remember that God above all looks on the heart. What's on our clothes, our bodies, our clothes, are very much secondary to what's in our heart. But what's on our bodies is not irrelevant. God does speak about it in the Old and New Testaments. For example, in 1 Timothy 2 and 1 Peter 3, he does speak about the kinds of clothes that should be worn. And he does this because so often our clothes are non-verbal communicators. They tell people a lot about what kind of people we are. Having said that, the Bible doesn't go into a lot of detail, but it does give broad principles, and I'd like to give you five words that embody these principles that I would put into a Christian clothes advert. Firstly, be beautiful. When God made the world, he made it beautiful. He made it orderly. He made it attractive. And when he is making all things new, when he is recreating, he is restoring beauty and order and attractiveness. And so, the Christian should see nothing wrong with beauty. In fact, they should see it as a reflection of who God is. And so, in dressing ourselves, there's nothing wrong with aiming at beauty. Secondly, we should be modest. Remember, God replaced Adam and Eve's leaves with skins. He's saying there's not enough covering here. There's not enough modesty here for a sinful world. Now, modesty covers the number of clothes we buy, the amount of money we spend on the clothes we buy, and on what parts of the body are covered. And God calls us to modesty in what is covered and also in the way that parts of our body are covered. There should be nothing about what we clothe or leave unclothed that calls attention to certain more sensual parts of our bodies. So there should be a modesty. Thirdly, be distinct. God made Adam and Eve male and female, and God has distinguished between these two genders, and the Bible commands that distinction to be respected and to be made clear. Fourthly, be respectful. Think of who you're going to be with in these clothes and ask yourself, does this show respect to them? Will it offend them? Will it upset them? Or will it please them? We would ask that question if we're going to see the president, wouldn't we? So we should ask that question when we're with other brothers and sisters in Christ. We should ask that question when we're going to church. We should wear clothes that are respectful of those who we will be living with. But also to show respect for God, because remember, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. We are clothing the dwelling place of God. And so respect is not just towards our fellow men and women, but also towards the God who we claim lives within us. Then fifthly, be an example. Let our clothes set a good example to others to follow, especially to the young. These are the five words I believe the Bible would encourage us to include in any Christian clothes advert. Be beautiful, be modest, be distinct, be respectful, and be an example.